Team, this is Jim Hopgood along with Frank Maloney. And Frank, just going to give a little plug and encouragement to the Virginia fans to come to Scott Stadium on Saturday to give a commendation to the fans. I thought, you know, what, 56,000 plus there for the William & Mary game, a great crowd. The weather was sensational. I'm really impressed with the new scoreboard. The band just keeps getting better and better. So the atmosphere around Scott Stadium, it's hard to get any better than that. So certainly this football team needs the fans' support on Saturday against an outstanding TCU team, and hopefully the Cavs can come out, be focused, get things turned around, pull the upset, and get back on the right track. But given that, let's go to Frank Maloney with the UVA Fall Sports Update.
All right, men's tennis. The Hoos begin their season this Friday hosting the UVA Invitational at the Snyder Hunt Courts. The ITA released their preseason rankings recently. Seven UVA men players are ranked in the top 125, and two of the doubles teams are ranked in the top 20. That's pretty impressive for Brian Boland's crew. Men's golf, they're getting ready for the Maryland Intercollegiate, which begins on September the 12th. Four Wahoo golfers qualified this summer for the National Amateur, as did the assistant coach. And, of course, Steve Marino continues his nice run at the Deutsche Bank tournament this past weekend. He had a decent performance, and he seems to be doing very well in the FedEx Cup. Women's golf. The number 9 Wahoos defeated Florida 4-1 to claim third place at the National Golf Coaches Match Play Championships in Daytona, Florida. UVA defeated South Carolina and tied Auburn during the match play portion of the event. Callie Nelson won all three of her matches, and Brittany Altamer led the team at the number 1 spot. Men's soccer, led by Tony Takani, the number 21 Hoos scored a 2-0 win at Portland in the first game of the Portland Invitational. They followed that up with a sensational win in overtime over Washington. High hopes abound for this team. George Galinovich is now 197, 76, and 22 as the UVA head coach. Next up, number 20 Duke at Klockner Stadium on Friday night at 8 o'clock. I encourage soccer fans to get up there. This is a big game. Women's soccer. The number 11 Hoos are 3-1-1 after fighting to a draw versus Arizona State in the Sun Devil Classic. Chantel Jones of Midlothian plays goalie, and she seems to be doing a great job. Next up is West Virginia, which is this Friday as well. At that game starts at 6 o'clock at Klockner, so you get to see a UVA doubleheader, first the women, then the men. Women's field hockey. They are ranked 6th nationally and climbing. They're already 4-0. They beat ODU 1-0 on Labor Day. And Inga Stockel scored the winner in the last game in a nail-biter down there at ODU. Women's volleyball. They won the Jefferson Cup last weekend in Charlottesville. They swept VCU, North Carolina Central, and Campbell. Next up, however, is number 5 Nebraska and number 8 UCLA and Brigham Young. UVA has never played Brigham Young, but I think they're going to wonder what happened after they played Nebraska and UCLA. In general, though, I want to encourage all of our listeners to try to get up to Charlottesville, and let's give the football players a big push. They need it. This is a tough situation. It is a defining moment, and let's hope the Cavalier football team can rebound against the Horned Frogs.
Yeah, Frank, thanks for that update. We probably need to go ahead and thank our sponsors for their generous support. Without them, we wouldn't be here tonight and throughout the academic year. Initially, let me say thank you to West End Orthopedic Clinic.
As well as TGIF Fridays of Richmond.
LeClaire Ryan Law Firm.
Janie Montgomery Scott, John Maloney, and Bill Jeter.
The Virginia Athletics Foundation.
TheSaber.com.
CapTech Ventures.
Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist.
The Westin Hotel.
And last but not least, Kelleher Heating and Air.
And who's on next week's show?
Next week we have former head coach and legend, George Welch. And also we will have the Sabre.com's recruiting expert, Chris Horn. At present, UVA has 11 commitments for next season. Chris will explain not only what these players might bring to the table, but also the other players that we're currently recruiting.
So that's something certainly to look forward to, and hopefully we'll have a little better news on the football field as well. It certainly would make next show a lot more exciting.
Hope you'll join us again. Go Hoos. Beat TCU on Saturday. Kickoff is at 3:30. Let's get in our seats and cheer for the Hoos.
And thank you all for tuning in, and we look forward to talking to you again next Wednesday night at 6 o'clock on Sports Radio 910.